The exhibit Monet to Matisse at the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute in Utica features more than 60 paintings and pastel drawings from the renowned collection of the Dixon Gallery and Gardens in Memphis, Tennessee. The exhibition includes landscapes, portraits, interiors, and still lifes by leaders of French Impressionism. Monet to Matisse is an expansive view of 19th century French painting and its influences, a story of artistic freedom and the shift from stilted academic historicism to near abstraction. The exhibit runs through November 29th, and Anna D'Ambrosio is with us. She is director of the MWPAI, which stands for Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute in Utica, and joins us this morning. How are you?
Good, Joe. Glad to be here.
Very nice. Thank you for making the schlep up here. I appreciate it. First of all, how are things going at the Art Institute?
We've had a fantastic summer. Over 12,000 people have seen the Monet to Matisse exhibition
so far.
It opened in May, the middle of May. Summer, of course, is a very popular time for travel and people going back and forth to the Adirondacks. And, you know, we're a quick hour and a half ride from your listening area.
Absolutely. So are you just justifying the trip you just made, or is it really isn't
no,
that
it
bad?
Is quick. I make the trip all the time.
Okay,
so.
It's not that bad.
No.
So and what have you found? Because I was looking at, first of all, before we get into the exhibit itself, I was on your website last night.
Mm-hmm.
You have a billion things going on at any given time.
We do.
Just
right.
Going through your site is wonderful because you beautifully tell the story on the site, but there's a lot happening.
Right. Well, we are an institute because we have three program divisions in addition to the Museum of Art. We also have a School of Art, which has continuing ed classes, as well as a program with Pratt in Brooklyn,
yes.
Pratt MWP. So we have college students, freshmen, sophomores right on our campus, and a performing arts division. So Munson Williams Proctor is really the cultural center of Utica with performances, classes, and a renowned art collection.
When it comes to putting on an exhibit like this, you went to, as I mentioned in the introduction, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens in Memphis, Tennessee. What is it about their collection and how did that partnership come about?
Well, we have a phenomenal collection, but it's predominantly American art, about 300 years of American art from the late 18th century right up to modern and contemporary. But we don't have French Impressionism in the collection. So one of the things we do with our major summer exhibitions is bring artwork to our area that our constituents can't see elsewhere without traveling much further afield to New York City, for example. So in the Institute's 80-year history, this is our first exhibition of French Impressionism.
Wow. So was this on the to-do list for a long time?
Yes, it was absolutely on the to-do list, and I worked with my colleague who was the director at the Dixon, and they're going to be hosting our Thomas Cole Voyage of Life paintings, a really renowned series of four paintings by Thomas Cole. They'll be hosting those this coming spring. And so we did a little bit of a collection exchange.
So what do we see when we go to the exhibit? Because it is, as I mentioned, 60 pieces of 60 works of art, and it's all over the map, and yet...
Well, we want to tell the story because it's the French art in the late 19th century, there's a radical change from the realism that people were associated with art, the highly finished canvases, the historical stories, to the really radical changes in what was acceptable for both subject matter and technique. So we opened the exhibition with the period of style called the Barbizon School, the generation that predates Impressionism, to lay the groundwork for those changes in both historically and artistically. And then the main galleries of the exhibition are the Impressionist paintings, Berta Morisot, Edward Degas, Renoir, Monet, just beautiful canvases by also American artists Cassatt and Theodore Butler. And then we end the exhibition with post-impressionism. So Cézanne, Chagall, and others who were able to create what they did because of the groundbreaking work of the impressionists.
There, if you're sending out an invitation, and I mean it's like your greatest hits collection. The artists that you have included, it's really impressive. It's amazing. So in putting that together, what has the reaction been from people who come in and follow the story that you just articulated?
Well, I think that people are really moved by the experience of coming to Munson Williams, because we tried to make the exhibition not just a passive experience of looking at the artwork, but we tried to make it a little bit more interactive and it weave in the story so that there's some hands-on activities for people of all ages. You can do audio guides. There's a great timeline that tells the historical story behind what was going on in Paris during this radical time. I mean, there was so much, you know, going on in Paris history-wise, not only the evolution of Paris as a city, but you had gone through the Franco-Prussian War and the Paris Commune. And I think what people really appreciate, what I hear from visitors, is that we are in a museum where you can come and have a more intimate experience with the artwork and get close to it. You can step back, you can spend your time in the galleries and really explore the artwork in depth. I mean, one of the things I think about Impressionism is that people seem very familiar with it because we see it reproduced all the time on tote bags and refrigerator magnets. And but to see it in person makes all the difference in the world, to really get close to the canvas and look at those individual brushstrokes and how that paint and that color was laid down on the canvas. It's something that really you need to experience close up.
Is there a headliner? I mean, is there one painting that everybody seems to go to?
Well, everyone, of course, loves Monet.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, he certainly is among the favorites. I mean, I have my own favorites, I have to
say.
I really love Berta Morisot, who's one of the original Impressionists, and just the way that she very sensitively depicts her subject matter and her use of color and incorporating her brushstrokes into the subject matter. People certainly love Mary Cassatt. And some of the artists that people may not be as familiar with, like Theodore Butler, who was an American painter who went over and studied with Monet, and he did haystacks just like Monet had done about a decade earlier. And his work is really just beautiful.
How do you incorporate when you have an exhibit like this, you are able to incorporate and certainly show off your collection as well.
Absolutely.
And make that connection to people?
So one of the things that Munson Williams, the Museum of Art, has really a phenomenal and very deep collection. And so we're able to do exhibitions that relate to the summer shows. So, for instance, this summer we have an exhibition called Peasants and Parisians, which is works on paper by all of the same artists that are represented in the Monet de Matisse exhibition. So you can see how the work by those artists in Monet de Matisse was translated into prints and lithographs and etchings.
And then your collection, how was that formed? Tell us the story of the collection.
Well, Munson Williams Proctor, we have that long name because it's three generations of one family.
It's Munson-Williams-Proctor.
Right.
It's like a law firm.
It's like,
okay.
Exactly, right. And so that's three generations of one family. And the museum's collection started with what they had collected. And interestingly, while they could have collected Impressionism, they were more interested in the Barbizon School era, that generation before Impressionists. So some of those works collected by our family are incorporated into the summer exhibition. But then when the Institute opened in 1936, soon thereafter, we began actively collecting Hudson River School. And we had a wonderful advisor and patron in the 1950s, Edward Root. And he moved us towards more modern and contemporary material. So we have an incredible artwork by artists like Rothko and Jackson Pollock and others.
And the Institute was always a part of it, or did that come on later?
The family, when they chartered the organization in 19, always wanted it to be multifaceted. The family was very philanthropic in the Utica area, helping with the formation of the library, the churches, the hospital. Our Frederick Law Olmsted firm designed park system, for example. So they always wanted it to be a cultural center for the city and for it to be multifaceted. So we were giving art classes from the very beginning.
Nothing. I want you to be a representative for the entire city, but how are things going in Utica?
I think things are going great in Utica. I've lived there now since 1989, and I am exceptionally optimistic. Through SUNY Poly and the Governor's Startup New York program, we have nanotechnology coming with the promise of several thousand jobs plus related jobs that will grow up around that. They're building there at the Quad C on the SUNY Poly campus. Lots going on downtown, restaurants that have opened that have been exceptionally popular and successful. So I think Utica is doing great, and it's a great quality of life.
Is there a pressure on you and on arts organizations in general that as these revitalizations start to take hold, people often look to the arts institutions and say, okay, well, we got to bring people in. It's on you. So I guess this is a long way of asking an easier question, which is, would you have done this 10 years ago, have an exhibit like this?
Well, we started with the summer exhibitions about 5 years ago, and it actually started as an experiment to see, well, is summer the most popular time?
Right.
And they have been very successful, so we will continue to do them. But we market to all aspects of our community. We want our doors to be open to everyone. While there's a charge for the summer exhibitions, it is always free to come in for the permanent collection. And we work very closely with, you know, school groups throughout the Mohawk Valley. We work very closely with the refugees in the city of Utica, and the refugee center is right across the street from us. So there is always something for everyone going on at Munson Williams.
What kind of work do you do with the refugees?
Well, we have really a groundbreaking program that called Shared Tradition, and we got National Endowment for the Arts funding for this. And we teach English as a second language to adult refugees. They come over for their class once a week at Munson Williams, start up again this fall. And they use the artwork to develop language skills, to develop workforce readiness with those language skills. They give presentations at the end of their semester program, their 9-week session, so that they have to develop their presentation skills and be able to speak sure. publicly. And we also work with a artist, Sylvia DeSwan, a local photographer. And she works with them, and they actually do photography as part of their documenting their own experience and how it relates to our collection. You know, our collection is Western art. So when you have groups from Burma and Thailand and Nepal and Somali refugees, we want them to understand that it's universal. The experience of art is universal. We all speak different languages, but how we react to a painting can be a universal experience.
You also have, and I guess this is true of most museums, and I think this is lovely, but the relationship you have with the other museums nearby and throughout the state is pretty impressive.
We do. We work closely with our colleagues everywhere from, Syracuse with the Everson Museum or Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown. And
we're all in this together,
aren't
we?
We're all in this together, right. And, you know, the strength is to build, to use each other's collections, to help encourage visitors to go from one place to the other, especially during the summer and seasonal travels.
Well, I certainly can't say this about all organizations, but I can say it about yours. You have a great website. So for people who want to go on and plan and take a look about the myriad of things that you can do, well, just go to the website. It's MWPAI, which if you spell it out is Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute. MWPAI.org, and you can find more about all of the great things that they do, including the exhibition Monet to Matisse, which runs through November 29th in Utica. Anna, a great pleasure to have you back in the program.
Thank you,
Joe. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And for making the trek and for telling us all the cool things going on.
Good. Well, I'll see everyone in Utica in the galleries.
I look forward to it. Thank you. We post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. A reminder, you can find out more information about the Arts Institute and Monet to Matisse by going to mwpai.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.